Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining the PBC on NBC conference call. If you would like to ask any questions, please press star one on your telephone keypad. Again, to ask questions, it is star one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to turn the call over to your host, Kelly Swanson. You may begin.
Hi. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. We're so excited today to hear from Juan, the undefeated heavyweight champion of the world, who also is of American descent, and his opponent, the French heavyweight contender. That American heavyweight is Deontay Wilder, forgive me. And his competitor and the French heavyweight contender, Johan Duopois. Just a quick note, the Fight Week schedule is going out as we are having this call, so please look for that in your inboxes. And now, without further ado, I'm going to turn this over to Lou Davila, president of Davila Entertainment, to make the introductions. Lou?
Thank you, Kelly. And I'm happy to be making this call for PBC on NBC as the undefeated heavyweight world champion Deontay Wilder returns to Birmingham, Alabama. On September 26th, Saturday night, live on NBC, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time, as he takes on Frenchman Johan Duopois, at 32-2 with 20 KOs, coming off a win against title challenger Manuel Char. The significant thing about this card is that this is the first time in 30 years that a heavyweight championship belt will be contested on primetime free television. The last time that happened was when Larry Holmes fought Carl Williams in 1985. So Deontay's making some history here. This is the third fight of the year for Deontay Wilder. He won the title in January, defended it in June, defending it again in September. So it's a great thing that this young heavyweight champion, who's still a work in progress, is fighting with this kind of frequency and attempting to build his reputation and his skill set, and to continue to dominate the division. A number of shows in the past were nights of young heavyweights, and to a large extent, that's what this fight card is. It's the heavyweight championship of the world in a main event, and in the fights that preceded, undefeated American heavyweight Dominic Brazil, who was a quarterback at the University of Northern Colorado before picking up boxing, will be fighting a tough fight against Fred Cassie, who had a draw in his fight with Chris Ariola. And that will be our opening fight on NBC. And also on the card, undefeated American heavyweight Charles Martin, 21-0 with one draw, 19 knockouts, will be fighting also. Three undefeated American heavyweights, one undefeated American heavyweight champion. So it's a really significant fight of heavyweight boxing. Legacy Arena at Birmingham, Alabama. It's our price at $300, $200, $125, $65, $45, and plenty of tickets at an affordable $25. They're on sale now. For tickets, people visit the website alabamatitlefight.com. That's alabamatitlefight.com. Juan Duopois, 32-2, 20 KOs, and 6'5".
Lou, stand by for a minute. Can somebody who's on their phone on the speaker side please go on mute? That outside noise, you really, it's hard to hear the speaker. Thank you.
Okay. This will be Duopois.
Yeah, there we go. All right, let's hope that's better. It's really hard to hear.
I know, I was experiencing the same. Duopois is making his U.S. debut on September 26th, coming off a big win against Manuel Char. He turned pro in 2004, won his first 17 pro fights. He's had various titles, French titles, South American titles, Mediterranean heavyweight titles, over his 11-year career. Fought in 10 different countries. He's used to being on the road. He's a legitimate ranked heavyweight contender. Never been on his back, never been knocked out. So if Deontay can knock this gentleman out, it'll mark the first time that's ever happened to Johan Duopois. I want to thank Johan's promoter manager, Mehdi Amur. I made the deal with Mehdi. He's a gentleman, and thank you, Mehdi, for your help. And I'd like to now let Johan say a few words. Johan?
Yes, I'll I'll translate in English for Joan if you have any questions.
Okay, thank you. Joan, you have a few want to say a few words first?
Okay, that's a bait fight for Joan. It's the best fight ever for him. And he's really happy and want to thank Mehdi for the work, because he had the opportunity to fight in the U.S. and that's something really important for him. And that's a big fight against one of the best fighters in the now right now in the WBC. And he's really happy of getting this opportunity.
Thank you. Now over to the champion. And, you know, it's interesting. Deontay Wilder has a great story, and not everyone, even to this date, knows it. He's only 29 years old, but did not begin boxing until the age of 21. After his daughter was born with spina bifida, that was an incentive for him to pick up the gloves and try out the sport. His rise has actually almost been meteoric. Despite his late start in the sport, after only a couple of years, he went out to represent the U.S. in the 2008 Olympic Games, where he won a bronze medal. He's the last American male boxer to medal in the Olympics. The undefeated heavyweight champion of the world, 34-0 with 33 KOs, the pride of Alabama, and best young heavyweight fighting in the world today, Deontay Wilder. Deontay, say a few words.
How you guys doing? I'm excited about the fight. I'm excited about bringing it back to Birmingham, Alabama, once again. You know, when I set the stage of having title fights, having fights, period, in the state of Alabama, I didn't see this coming, that I would have a title fight and then have one right after another. You know, it's just a blessing to me, and God is good, and I'm looking forward to this fight. It's an exciting fight. The people have responded. They're looking forward to a great fight as well. It's going to be a well-packed crowd, and they're looking forward to a great fight. I'm looking forward to defending my belt once more again to the Frenchman, Duopa, if I'm saying that correctly. If not, I apologize. And
perfect.
All right, and I'm looking forward to it. I couldn't have a better opponent to be defending my title against. I think he's the perfect opponent for me. He's tough. He comes to fight. He got a great record. He's never been stopped. He got the height and the weight. Do I have to say more? I think this is a great opponent for me. I think this is a great fight, despite of what maybe critics may say about him or whatever. They're going to see this is a great fight. This is a exciting fight. This is going to be definitely a tough fight, and I'm looking forward to it. The excitement of boxing in the heavyweight division is definitely back, and I'm happy that I'm leading the pack of that. I want to bring even more exciting fights, and I can't wait to get this on. You know, I can't wait. I'm definitely an active champion. Once I became champion, I told people that I want to stay active, and I'm looking forward to continuing being active in and outside of the ring as a champion, defending my belts as many times as possible. You know, I don't see myself being in this sport a very long period of time. So I want to fight as much as possible. I want to defend and put my title on the line as much as possible. If the top in the division are ready to try to come and take my belt, and the key word is try, I'm ready to give them the opportunity. And I'm looking forward to it, guys. I'm looking forward to it, and I thank Duopa for accepting the challenge, and I know he's going to bring a great fight, and welcome to Alabama.
Thank you, Deontay. I just want to reiterate, the PBC on NBC telecast will begin at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. So it's 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific. The doors will open at the Legacy Arena in Birmingham for a great undercard at 4 o'clock, with the first bout beginning at 4:30 p.m. And just, you know, one thing to consider, you know, we have a young heavyweight champion who is truly committed to excellence and improvement. Three title fights in under 9 months, Wilder will have fought by the time September comes to a close. I can't remember the last time there was a heavyweight champion that fought three title fights in under 9 months. And I'd like to open it up to questions. So any questions for Johan Duapa or world champion Deontay Wilder, moderator?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question is from Kendrick Johnson with today's knockout. Go ahead.
What's up, champ? I have a couple questions for you, Deontay. Do you feel that you need to have a knockout to gain more fans or to increase your legacy, or are you cool just outboxing this guy and winning by decision?
Well, with Duapa, due to the fact that he's never been stopped, you know, so he don't know what it is to be knocked out. And I feel that I definitely have to win this fight by knockout. I want to get him his first knockout, that's for sure. You know, I'm a proven fighter all the way around. Once I became champion, I showed people what I could do. I can take a punch. I can give a punch. You know, I can go rounds and all that. So, you know, as far as keeping my legacy alive, as me building a legacy, of course I want to continue with the knockout spree. But you know, sometimes, you know, you get those guys that can take a punch. And we're going to see that Duapa take a punch. He's never faced a guy with my caliber, with my speed, with my talent, with my IQ in the ring, with my power, you know. And we're going to see how the fight plays out. But I definitely feel that I need a knockout in this fight.
And with you doing so much in and out the ring, what's the goal for the Deontay Wilder brand? Do you want to be a pay-per-view star? Or are you just trying to rack up defenses and just build a legacy one fight at a time? What's your ultimate goal with you and your team for the direction?
Well, I never had a goal to be a pay-per-view star. You know, if pay-per-view come. You know, I'm all for the people. I know everybody can't afford pay-per-view and stuff like that. So, you know, I love fighting on the Showtimes and you know, being that, and I love that I have the opportunity to fight on NBC, which we haven't had a heavyweight title fight in over 30 years, and now I get this opportunity in since 1985. That's right then. This free TV, so that these moments like this for me, you know, and that's when I was born, you know. So these moments like this for me, this right here excites me, you know. I don't have a goal to be a pay-per-view star or something like that. I want to be where it's affordable for people can watch and appreciate the sport of boxing as I bring it back, as I defend my main goal is to defend my title as much as possible and build my legacy, and my ultimate goal is to be the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. So.
And can you elaborate on, I believe in you about beating that guy to make heavyweights relevant. It's something that you take very serious. Is that like one of your mantras that you want to do in the big picture?
Oh, definitely. Oh, most definitely. You know, every fight is not going to be that fight that people may want to see. Some people may want to see other fights, but each and every fight, people got to understand that it's not going to be the big fights all the time. You know, the thing about people, they look at records, they look at who the last person fought, you know, which for me, records don't mean nothing for me. You know, that don't mean nothing. When you give a man that's in poverty, give him an opportunity, give him a key to that gate to say, hey, if this key fit, if you unlock this gate, this right here can show you more than you ever had in life. You can support your family. You can do more than you ever done in your life. Give a man that opportunity, and you see what type of fighter he turns into in that night of the fight. You know, you can have the best record in the world, but when you get in that ring on that night, we'll really see what you're made of. I don't think records make a person. I think that certain fights, certain styles, and I think certain opportunity brings that person out. Bring I want this. I'm with the term that many fighters always say in the ring, they're willing to die in the ring. You know, them the opportunity that we want to give guys. We don't want the guys that want the opportunity of money. We want them to have the opportunity of trying to come and take this title. And again, I say the key word is try. You know, that's the type of fighter that I like, the opportunity instead of the money. And I think Duplessis is the guy that wants the opportunity because he want to be the first Frenchman, to the first heavyweight champion of his country. So I know that he's going to bring everything that he has to this fight. You know, certain fights, if it was a regular fight, many guys would have laid down at the first punch when they got knocked out on the campus due to the fact that many of these guys realize this is my big opportunity to live my life like I want. That gets up each and every time, and that's what we look for.
My last question is, how quick can we see you in the ring with Klitschko? And does it bother you? I saw Bermain last week during Mayweather fight week that he's itching for a rematch with you. Would you give him that rematch in the near future?
Well, you know, right now, y'all already know what it is. Right at this point in time, it's all about Duopa. This is all about him. Everybody else, we'll have to see. Everything else is future. Right now, this is the present. This is the current. What's going on? Right, Duopa. This is it. You know, so I can't look past nobody else. I can't iterate on nobody else. We'll have to see in the future. But right now, I'm worried about what's in the present.
Next question, please.
Again, if you would like to ask questions, please press *1 on your telephone. Our next question is from Eddie Goldman with No Holds Bar. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody. First question for Deontay. Deontay, you said earlier that you don't expect to be boxing for a very long time. Could you tell us a little bit about what your thoughts are on that? Because you're really just still ascending. I don't think you've reached the best that you can be at this point.
Most definitely. I'm looking to have maybe 10 years in this sport. You know, 10 years. I feel that especially at the capacity I'm growing with the defending my titles and stuff like that, and the things that we have planned and lined up. I think 10 years would be a well long reign for me and to accomplish everything that I want to accomplish in boxing. That's from fighters on down to gaining, you know, all the belts and different other things. You know, I have so many things that I want to do in my life, and I just don't see myself being a fighter forever. You know, this is the boxing is my love and my passion, and it also opens up and sets other things in my life as well. So that's why I say it's going to be a short time, which decade is, you know, many fighters may not have a plan after boxing. Boxing, some fighters, boxing is all they is and all they know, you know. And but for me, I have other goals and plans in my life that I want to see myself accomplish as well than just boxing.
Okay, well, that 10 years will put you at about 39, so that's quite a lot of fighters have retired at that point, so that would be quite a career. Have you watched video of Johan, and do you have any views on what you think your strengths are against him? As you said, he's never been knocked out.
Right. Well, I think my strength for Duopa is, you know, I'm faster. You know, I feel I'm stronger. I feel that my IQ in the ring is going to be a little bit better. My feet work is quicker than he's ever seen within a heavyweight. You know, many things that I could do in the ring. You know, I feed off my opponent. I feel him, and I go from there. You know, it's easy to look at a man on the outside of the ring, but when you get inside the ring and in front of the man, it's different. It's a different fight. It's a different game. And I think that my challenger is going to agree with me once he gets in the ring with me and see what I'm talking about.
You're obviously going to have the fans on your side in this fight in Alabama and in the United States. How much of a difference does that make for a fighter?
It makes a lot of difference. It definitely does. It definitely brings the confidence of, you know, you finna go in there and give it all you got because you're at home. You definitely don't want to lose at home. That's for sure. So, but you know, it can be something that's for you, or it can be something that's against you. You know, sometimes being at home fighting in a big crowd at home where everybody knows you can be a lot of pressure. Which, I'm not the type of guy that panic under pressure in those situation or circumstance. But it could be that point where, you know, that they want to see a certain thing or they're screaming your name and you like you want to hype the fans up, so you want to go in for a couple of shots. And even if the shots ain't there, you just want to go in and rile the crowd up and stuff like that. Maybe I would have done that in my earlier in my career, but now I'm more mature, more experienced in the ring. So, you know, I'm like a quarterback that's at a rival game. I like it quiet. Then when I make my attack and do what I have to do, then knock them down. That's when I want them to cheer. But sometimes it can be difficult fighting at home where everybody loves you. But I enjoy it, and I'm looking forward to many more.
And a question for Johan. Similarly, you're going to be fighting in the U.S. for the first time in Deontay's home state. The fans are going to be cheering for him, most of them. Give us, how do you think that's going to affect you? Is that going to have any effect on how you approach this fight?
Okay, that's a big challenge for me. This is something I dreamed for years, fighting in the U.S. One time I'm in the ring, that I forget everything about where I am, and I just think about fight and just focus on the fight and the opponent. And it will be a normal fight for me. I mean, before it's really impressive for me because this is a big fight in a big country. But till the fight, when I'm in the ring, everything is a record for me. It's the same thing that I was fighting in France or anywhere.
Do you see any advantages that you have over Deontay? You're a little older, almost as tall as him. But do you see any advantages going into this fight?
Well, okay, Deontay is a huge fighter, but I think I got some. I can use some special things for me to fight against him. We've been working a lot on the last month with Deontay's fight and watch some videos from him. And we worked a lot according to his style of how to fight. And we will be prepared for the fight. I'm prepared for the fight and I know how to do it.
Okay, thank you. And I see you doing an event at the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute. That's a great place. So hopefully people can come out to that and get that place more publicity. And good luck to everybody in the fight.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Our next question is from Mitch Aberson with BoxingScene.com. Go ahead.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Deontay. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Hey, good. Hanging in there. Question, you know, your old sparring partner, Vladimir Klitschko, had some comments about you, you know, urging you to face better opposition. I'm just curious, you know, do you think Vlad should mind his own business when he's making those kind of comments about you?
Most definitely. You said it perfectly, man. You know, you said it great. You know, most of the time, I don't, whether people say things about me or write about me, I don't see it myself. Most time people bring it to my attention, and that's one of the things that my brother brought that to my attention. And it was very, I laughed. I almost laughed all day about it, you know, because, you know, for him to make that statement, for him to really criticize his own self or to talk bad about himself, because if he's talking about opponents or whatever, he's been doing the same thing for over a decade. You know, he's been fighting guys we don't know names or how to pronounce or where the hell they came from. They came out of a rabbit box, you know. So, you know, for him to say that is very laughable for me, you know. But, you know, may God bless his heart.
Because Vladimir isn't the first guy to make these comments about, you know, the level of your opposition. I mean, how do you just respond to people in general about when people kind of criticize the type of guys that you're fighting?
Well, as far as other people, they're not in the ring. I don't care about as far as what other people think about it. You know, for him being a champion for so many years and have done that, then try to say then try to go back on maybe talking about opponents. For me, for him, I think that, you know, that one day he don't really want to face. He already know what it's going to be when he face me. So, of course, if I fight everybody at the top, then that lessens the chance of him have to face me, because, of course, I feel he want me to lose somewhere around him. So it can have an easier match for him when it's time for me and him to fight, which is not going to happen. But for anybody else, you know, especially if you're not been in, you haven't been in the ring before, you know, I don't really care. You know, I don't care about what people write. I don't care about what people say. You know, I don't even read nothing. You know, all I do is train, and that's my life. I train, and I go do charity things sometimes. I go do a lot of media stuff sometimes. You know, I spend time with my family. You know, and that's been about my life. Other than that, you know, you can't, people can't get mad about what people say about people. You know, I'm winning. I'm winning in the ring, and I'm winning in life. And my family is taken care of. So as long as those things continue to happen, I'm happy. So no matter what people can say, they can write and say I'm gay, and they caught me with some fishnets on or something, you know, it wouldn't bother me, because my life is good, man. I'm happy. And that's all that matters, happiness.
Okay. Last question, Deontay. You know, Floyd Mayweather retiring. You know, if he does not come back, there'll be a large void in the sport for someone else to kind of carry boxing and to become a new superstar. I mean, do you see yourself as being in position, you know, one day to maybe carry the mantle of boxing as Mayweather once did? I mean, can you see yourself, you know, at some point being the guy in boxing, being heavyweight champion? You know, obviously, you know, brings a lot of attention with that title.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. As the wheel turned, Floyd went out and pops up Deontay Wilder to come in. That's the plan. That's always been the plan, you know, and I'm making sure that plan is played out like it's supposed to. You know, I am the heavyweight champion, and the heavyweights are the cream of the crop, and now it's our turn. We're bringing it back, and you know, Floyd done marvelous job with his career and stuff like that. But now it's my turn. Now it's Deontay Wilder. It's time for the big guys to rule the division like they once were, and I'm the man for the job.
Thanks, Deontay. Good luck.
Thank you, bro.
Our next question is from Sam Jackson with the Birmingham News. Go ahead.
Hi. My first question is for Johan. Johan, can you just talk about how training camp is going and what kind of things you're working on in camp to deal with Deontay and his skills?
Sorry, could you just repeat the question, please?
Yes. My question was if you could just give us an update on how training camp has been going and what kind of things you're working on to deal with Deontay's skills.
Well, actually, I can't say anything about what I'm training or not, because I want to keep all my secrets for me. The thing that I work a lot with a lot of videos of Deontay fighting, and I think we're preparing the fight the best way we can do.
Can you talk about where are you training out of, and who have you been training with?
We're just training in my town in France, Abbeville, something like 3 hours from Paris, because I need to train close to my family. I like to be here to train here because I know the place, I know the people, and that's it.
Okay, thank you. And for Deontay, you talked about how you thought Johan was really a perfect opponent for you. Why do you say that? Why is an opponent of his size a guy you're looking for? Go after right now?
Because he got the size that we're looking for. He's in he got the nice record. He's never been stopped, and he's damn tough, you know. And that's what we need, you know. We're looking at a bigger picture besides him. And you know, like I said, my goal is to be the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. And the people that we pick, the things that we do it for a reason. We don't do it just because, you know. Everything is for a reason. Every guy is in our planning, and we was definitely looking for a certain type of European fighter. as well too. And do a perfect description. He fits it well, and I think, you know, he's going to definitely come to fight. You know, and that's what we look for. You know, people just got to stay patient and go along with the flow, whether they like it or not. You know, if they like it, then good. If not, then, you know, one thing they ain't got to worry about, they ain't end up getting hit. So they ain't got to worry about nothing. They can just sit back, whether you're there, enjoy the show, or you're watching on TV, sit back and relax and enjoy all of it.
Great. And just one more question, Deontay, about, you know, Lou DeBell was talking about it, about the, you know, the American heavyweight revolution. Can you talk about, you know, how important that is to you to bring heavyweight back to the forefront in America by fighting on prime time?
Say that again?
You talk about just, you know, how Lou was talking about the American heavyweight really coming back, and how important is that to you to bring back, you know, heavyweight boxing to America?
Oh, yeah, yeah, the heavyweight's definitely coming back, you know. I'm just excited to be a part of it, you know. It's not only just me, but we have a lot of other guys in the heavyweight division and bring excitement, you know, and it's been a long time overdue, and now the big guys, it's time. Our time has came around, and it's very important because everybody always dwell on the past and back in the day, and, you know, and they can't get past back in the day. Well, today is a new day. It's a new era of boxing. It's a new era of heavyweights, and they got to get accustomed to what's going on in your generation. You know, past generation, that was the past. You have to move forward and look forward to the new generation and get accustomed to it. And right now, this is what the generation is. You know, being at a heavyweight and having different heavyweights in out of the world. You know the heavyweight family. In general, it's a small community anyway. So, you know, with the heavyweights, people just have to be patient and wait on the things a lot longer than these smaller fighters. You know, there's so many smaller fighters that, you know, they can continue to fight different kinds of fighters all the time. But the heavyweights, you know, you get good fights, then you get what people don't think is so good of a fight, and you get a good fight, and you don't think, you know, if I for every guy in the top five all the time, then I'll get rid of all of them, then there won't be nobody in fight. You know, so you got to pace it. You got to fight a great fight, then you go down and you fight maybe a mediocre fight. Then you get a great fight, then you go back down due to the fact that there's not so many heavyweights in this division. But it's very important to bring it back. I've always been the man for the job. Now that I'm in office, I'm going to make sure we make the right decisions, and we're going to take each and every opponent out accordingly. And I will and still will be the heavyweight champion of the world and soon to be the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. This is exciting, guys. I can't wait.
All right, thank you, Deontay. Good luck, guys.
No, thank you.
I think that was our last question. Deontay, I want to ask you one question. This is Kelly Swanson, actually.
Hey, Kelly.
What does it feel like this time around fighting when the University of Alabama football season is taking place right now? And I understand you're engaging with the football team in different ways. So, you know, is the Bama pride, do you feel it more in the city and it's going to play out for your fight? What exactly does that feel like?
It feels great. You know, it feels great, too. The way I see it is that we got a lot of things going on right here in the state of Alabama. That's the way I see it. So we're winning all the way around in the sports department. You know, I think it's a great thing that Alabama is playing, and then now you got another Alabama boy that's a world champion, Deontay Wilder, that's fighting. I would love to see one day where I would love to see one day where they're fighting at home. People come to a game in the daytime, and then at night they come to a fight. I mean, you know, that's bringing money and definitely revenue to the state of Alabama. You know, just imagine that people just could just sit around, lounge around, like, all right, we go to a game in the daytime, and then we sit around, spend more money. People have to stay in hotels a little bit longer. They have, you know, the restaurants and everything else. You know, people will be crowded around there a little bit longer, then go to a fight at night. That's a great weekend, you know, all around for that. So anything for the state of Alabama, you know, you would definitely take in consideration. I definitely take pride in being from the from the sweet state of Alabama. You know, they have shown me love from the start, and they even showed me even more love right now as a champion that I decided to stay here in the city of Tuscaloosa, in the state of Alabama, where I could have been anywhere in the world. I could have been anywhere in the world, but I chose to stay here because I had a vision, I had a plan that I wanted to do. And everything is going great. So, you know, good luck to the Crimson Tide as they have their game. And I'm definitely going to handle my business that night.
Great. Thank you. Okay, I think that's it. Lou, you want to close us out?
Yeah, thanks, everybody, for being with us one more time. It's PBC on NBC, Saturday, September 26th, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. If you come to the Legacy Arena in Birmingham, Alabama, great seats, $300 all the way down to $25. You can get them at AlabamaTitleFight.com. And for everyone who can join us in Alabama, the doors will open at 4 o'clock with the first bout at 4:30 p.m. Thank you, Johan. Thank you, Deontay. And thanks, everybody, for being with us.
Thank you, Lou. You have a good one.